ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Harrison's basketball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 17-10. Ben Elliott will try the inbound pass on the near sideline. And it looks like we are ready to get action started back up. He throws it to Edwards, who gives it back to Elliott. Elliott will walk it into the front court. Now to home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side to Plumlee. Up top now to James. Over on the left side to Elliott. Elliott will dribble down towards the right elbow. Now gives it to James, who's going to go in for the layup. Good. Gatlin James with 4 points on the night, and it's a five-point lead for Mountain Home, 17-12, as we are 25 seconds into the second quarter. Gilbert throws over to Tabor on the right side. Up top to McGee. Over on the left side to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Glidewell, and back comes Harrison with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Ball goes over to James on the left corner. Now finds Elliott on the wing. Now he'll give it to Edwards. Edwards throws it up top to Glidewell. Back over to Edwards on the left side. Thought about three now. He's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Ethan Edwards just blew by a bunch of defenders, and it is now a one-possession game. Mountain Home had a double-digit lead at one point. They're up 17-14 now with less than 7 minutes left of the half. Ball goes over on the right side to Adam Sorrell. It looks like a foul away from the ball. Dawson Tabor, I think, just got called for an illegal screen. That is Dawson Tabor's first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home, and that is their fifth turnover of the night. Looks like, I think, A. Crawford just took a seat, and Matt Jones checked back into the game for Mountain Home. Here is Elliott with the ball. He's going to go down to lane. His layup is good, and he draws contact. He'll go to the free throw line with a chance to tie this game up. Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. Sorrell and Jake McGee are going to check out of the game as Abe Crawford and I believe Satch Harris come back in. So Ben Elliott at the free throw line for the and-one situation, and he gets in. We're tied up. It's our first tie of the night. 17-all with 6:38 left to play in the first half. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Crawford on the left side. Tries to give it to Tabor, and a reach-in foul is going to be called as from behind by on Logan Plumlee. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Harrison here in the first half. 6:27 left to play here in the second quarter. Mountain Home and Harrison knotted up at 17. Harrison inbounds it to Jones, finds Gilbert on the left side. He's going to immediately put up the three-pointer. Good! And Mountain Home goes back on top. That's why Gilbert's first field goal of the night. He has 5 points, 20-17, Mountain Home leading it. 6:16 left in the first half. Here is Edwards with it. Thought about three. Now he's going to throw it on the right side to Plumlee. Ball goes down in the corner to James. Now Elliott has on the wing. Elliott's going to go down to go up for the leaning jumper. It will not go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:02 left in the half. Abe Crawford picks up his second personal foul. That does put Harrison in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Elliott's first free throw is up and in. He is now 4 of 4 from the free throw line with 9 points, and he'll try to get into double figures with this next one. Adam Sorrell's going to check back into the game for Mountain Home as he replaces Abe Crawford, and for Harrison, Gus Miller's going to check in as Abe Glidewell takes a seat, and another substitution for Harrison, Timber Crenwelging. As Logan Plumlee takes the seat. So one more free throw for Elliott. Second shot is up, and he gets both. So it's a one-point lead for Mountain Home, 20-19, with about 6 minutes left of the half. Here is Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over on the left side to Sorrell. Up top to Tabor. down in the paint to Jones. Jones going to go in for the layup. He draws contact on his way up, and he'll head to the line for two free throws. 5:50 left to play in the half. That foul is on Ethan Edwards, his first personal foul. Team foul number six against Harrison. The next one will put Mount home in the bonus. This is going to be two shots for Matt Jones. He is 1-2 from the free throw line with 7 points. Make it 2-3 as he gets the first one here. So one more free throw for Jones. Second shot is up, and it goes in. He now has 9 points. It is back to a three-point lead for Mount home. 22-19 our score. Edwards into the front court, throws over the right side to Crinwelgy. Up top now it goes to James, back to Crinwelgy. Cross court to Elliott on the left wing. He tried to throw it to Crinwelgy, but Crinwelgy was cutting. But Edwards able to chase it down and keep the ball from going out of bounds. Now Elliott has it. He's going to go down towards the right wing. Now picks up his drill, throws over to Edwards in the corner. Edwards drills out to the wing. Up top it now goes to Elliott. Elliott's going to drill down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go, and Jones gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain home. Here is Gilbert quickly the other way. Throws it to Satch Harris in the right corner. He's going to go into the lane for the reverse layup. Cannot get it to go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Harrison, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 4:57 left of the half. Logan Plumlee's going to check back into the game for the Goblins as he replaces Timber Crinwelgy. Harris inbounds it to Tabor up at the top. Finds Jones in the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. Off the glass and in. Matt Jones now in double figures with 11 points. 24-19 is back to a two-possession lead for Mountain Home with 4:46 left in the half. Here is Elliott with it for Harrison. Looks like Mountain Home's in a 2-3 zone right now. Ball goes down to James in the corner. Back to Elliott. Now Edwards has it on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Ethan Edwards now with 6 points. 24-22, Mount Holmes' lead is cut back to two with 4:20 left in the half. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Throws it on the right side to Harris. Finds Jones cutting towards the low block. Now finds Tabor at the free-throw line. Back to Jones for the layup. Good. Good movement by Matt Jones. He now has 13 points. 26-22, Mount Holmes leading with less than 4 minutes left to the half. Ball's with Elliott on the right side. Now he takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Cannot get it to go. And Jones gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. Here's Gilbert trying to throw it into the front court. Ball was knocked away, and looks like it's going to be stolen by Edwards. Although Mountain Home is going to get it right back and call the timeout. Good heads-up timeout by Josh Fulcher, and Mountain Home will have the possession when we come back. 3:37 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Harrison 26-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Well, Mount Home takes the timeout to make sure they can get possession of the ball as their first time out of the night. 3:37 left to play in the first half. Mount Home with the ball leading 26-22. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from Harris and will walk it into the front court. Harrison once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Sorrell on the right side. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Bonds for Harrison. He'll give it to Edwards, who brings it into the front court. Now over to Elliott on the right side. Elliott is going to drill towards the paint. Now go back out to the wing. Dribbles up to the top now. Over to Edwards. Edwards dribbles towards the right elbow. Now goes out to the wing. 3 minutes left to play in the half. Now Bonds has it on the wing, throws it up top to Elliott. I'm sorry, to Edwards. Edwards takes the screen, throws it to Bonds in the corner. Now down to Elliott, up top to Edwards. Edwards going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Ethan Edwards with 9 points on the night. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead back to a single point. 2:40 left to play in the first half. 26-25 our score. Here is Harris with it. Throws it up top to Tabor. Down to Jones in the lane. He's going to go up for another layup and gets it. Boy, Matt Jones, every time he finds an opening down there in the paint, he takes advantage. He now has 15 points, 25-28. Bombers leading at 2:22 left in the half. Here is Elliott quickly back the other way, going into the lane. Just blew by his defender, Sorrell, for the layup. And Josh Fulcher will quickly take the timeout. We'll break with 2:17 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 28-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Well, Mountain Home took the timeout after Ben Elliott got that easy layup to cut the Bombers' lead to a point with 2:17 left to play in the half. 28-27, Mountain Home with the ball and the lead. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from McGee and will walk it into the front court. Gilbert throws over to Harris on the right side, finds Jones just outside the lane. Tried to find a cutting Tabor, but the ball is knocked around, but McGee is able to keep it for Mountain Home. And Mountain Home is going to reset the offense. Gilbert has it up at the top. Throws over on the left side to Harris. Harris is going to go down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. May have been partially blocked. Tabor gets offensive rebound and tries to throw it to Harris. The ball was knocked away and stolen by the Goblins. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. And going in for the floating jumper is Gatlin James. He gets it. And that is Harrison's first lead of the night. 29-28 with 1:34 left to play in the first half. Here is Gilbert back the other way for the Bombers. He has it between the circles, throws it to Jones, back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to quickly pull up for the three-pointer. He gets it, and he draws contact. A four-point play opportunity coming up for Wyatt Gilbert with 1:23 left to play in this first half. Ben Elliott picks up his second personal foul. That's the seventh team foul against the Goblins. So Wyatt Gilbert will go to the line for the four-point play. He now has 8 points, and he'll try to make it nine. His free throw is up and in. By the way, that three-pointer was the second lead change of the night. 32-29, Mountain Home leading. Well, 1:18 left. Here is Edwards back the other way. He's going to pull up for the jumper in the right corner. Will not go, and Gilbert gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly going into the lane, going up for the left. Will not go, but is fouled from behind and will head to the free throw line with 1:07 left in the first half. Gatlin James picks up his first personal foul. That's the eighth team foul against the Goblins. So Wyatt Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far he's 3 of 3 with 9 points. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw coming up for Gilbert, and he gets both. He's now in double figures with 11 points. 34-29, Mountain Home lead. Well over a minute left in this first half. Here is Elliott back the other way. He's going down toward the low block. Throws out to Edwards. Now Bonds has it. Gives it to Edwards at the top. Over on the right side, it goes to McQuestion. Up top to Elliott. Over to Edwards near the right corner. He drills out a little more to the wing. Now McQuestion has it near the corner. Now he drills to the wing. Throws it there to Bonds. Up top now goes to Elliott. 37 seconds left of the half. Elliott gets some distance. Thought about three. Now gives it to Edwards instead. Up top to Bonds. Bonds thought about three. Now drills toward the elbow. Gives it to McQuestion in the left corner. Over to Edwards on the Elliott on the wing. Now he drills down to the corner. He's going down into lane. Going up for the reverse layup. Good. Boy, good move by Ben Elliott. He now has 14 points. Or 12 points. I'll make sure and count that up. 34-31, Mounts only. Here's Gilbert back the other way. 4 seconds left. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Harrison. And that's the way this first half is going to end. Well, we played two quarters so far. Our score at the break Mountain Home leading Harrison 34-31. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.